Run for your lawn!
What does that make you think of?
Aside from the fact that maybe I'm losing it. You think of peril, of danger, maybe a fire, a car crash. You've got to get away. But how about if I say this? Run for your life. Maybe something else. Maybe you might think of a road race that's being sponsored by the Heart Association to raise money to fight cardiac disease.
How we say things, how we read them, often shapes how we understand them. And I think some of that is at work with today's passage from Mark. For those of you who weren't here with us last week, today's lesson follows directly on what we heard last week. And in that lesson, Jesus preached in the synagogue for the very first time, and he performed an exorcism, and people recognized that he had authority. And this week, we pick up the action. He has left the synagogue, and he has not gone off to brunch. He's not going back to the office to fill out memos, to figure out what to do for the week ahead. He continues to work. He goes to the house of Simon and discovers there that Simon's mother-in-law has a fever. Now, just an aside, how many people here knew that Peter was married? He was. Simon is Peter. Simon has a mother-in-law. We don't know whether at the time of the story he's widowed, divorced, happily married, not so happily married, but Peter's got a wife. Just file that away. We're not going to spend any more time on it. She's sick. She has a fever. And Jesus reaches out to her and takes her hand and helps her up. And the fever lifts from her. It rises, and she's cured. But Jesus is not done for the day. Nope. After sunset, more people come to him. More people wanting to be cured from their illnesses, from their demons. And he takes care of them. And finally, he needs some time to himself. And he goes off and he prays. But he's not left alone. Because Simon and the other disciples are hunting for him. Did you hear that word? Hunting. They're going to find him no matter where he is. Jesus, you're needed. And what does he say? We're leaving town. I have to preach elsewhere. In a sense, this story involves running for one's life. But it's not the kind of running that involves fleeing. It involves running to something. It involves going to something that will provide meaning and purpose and direction. Consider this. Why is Simon's mother-in-law important in this story? Jesus has healed and cured many people, and she is just one of the first. But did you notice what she did when she was cured? She served them. Now, there are a lot of ways that this passage can be interpreted. Some say that it points out the whole patriarchal system in all of its dark glory, where the women are taking care of the men. But I think that is imposing our 21st century understandings on first century life. Some people read this passage and say that Simon's mother-in-law is actually the first deacon, the first disciple, perhaps the first Christian. But I think that's reading too much into the text. What I see when I look at this woman is someone who has her head screwed on straight. She isn't wasting time. She is a person who lives in her culture, which prizes hospitality. And Jesus has come to her home, and she is going to extend that hospitality. She isn't sick anymore. She wants to get up and do. And it's telling to us that her first act is to serve others. She fled to something. She ran for her life to something that would give her meaning. And that was caring for others. But she's not the focus of the story. That's Jesus. Jesus, who clearly has a vocation. Jesus, who clearly can make a difference to the lives of these people in Capernaum. Why did he want to leave? He could have stayed where he was. He could have continued to heal people. He could have continued to preach in the synagogue, but he felt he had to go. I suspect that there were a couple of reasons for this. First, Jesus did not want what he did to be confused with the place he was. You've heard of spa towns, right? People go for the baths or the waters. They feel that they provide healing. If he'd stayed in Capernaum, people might have thought what he was doing was a result of the location. And he didn't want God's power to be confused with that of a place. Further, Jesus wasn't looking for a home. He wasn't looking for a place where everybody would idolize him and say, "Hey, Jesus lives here. This is really cool." Jesus' ministry wasn't about himself, but was about proclaiming the message. And to do that, he needed to share it with as many people as possible. The way Jesus went about his work provided a direct contrast to what was going on in Jerusalem. People had to bring their sacrifices to the temple. They had to go to where God was supposed to be. And Jesus was saying, "Nope. God's not in that building. God is out here. And indeed, God is coming to you. God is bringing his love and his grace and his saving power to each and every one of you." Now, people have looked at this text and wondered about the people who weren't healed and the people who weren't saved at that moment. But the story is not about the people Jesus heals or does not heal. The story is about God's power and God's work. And we need to focus on that. Now, maybe you find it a little difficult to connect yourself with Jesus and what Jesus has done. I know I do. So let's go back to Simon's mother-in-law. I can connect myself to another person's actions and reactions. And in that moment, she didn't think of herself. She thought of the people around her. She wanted to serve them. She wanted to provide hospitality. She wanted to show she cared. I could probably do a better job about that. What about you? Think about it. Today, tens of millions of Americans are going to seat themselves in front of their big screen TVs. And they're going to watch hours of pregame shows and commercials. And then finally a football game. They should be exercising. I say this to someone who has fallen off the wagon in that regard. We've done a little bit of that with our Super Bowl. So how about it? Why don't we exercise? Why don't we resolve to run for our lives? Not from the fire, not from the disaster, but to the people who are in need of our help and our love and our care.